This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, June 25th. God's word for you today is to cleave or leave. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 19, verse 21 to 22. And it says, Jesus told him, "If you want to be perfect, go and sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." But when the young man heard this, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Like this man, are you kissing Jesus goodbye? Do you kiss God goodbye when God says to you, "My child, give up everything else and come and follow me"? Do you tell God to count you out, or do you tell God to count you in? If you check, all Jesus was saying to this man is, come close to God. That is all. The purpose of the commandments, in fact, Jesus summed it up when he broke down all the commandments into two things. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 to 31 says, "And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength." The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than this. So it is all about intimacy and connection with God. Jesus was saying to him, all you need is to be like Ruth to God. But you want me to break it down. Let me break it down. You do this, you do that, and you do this. The man should have embraced the things Jesus told him to do. Instead, he wanted to prove that he knows. So Jesus gave him A-levels. Interestingly, Jesus did not call him back. That is another thing with God. When you position yourself to know with God, then God will say, since you say you can see, then your sin remains. Read John chapter 9, verse 39 to 41. Are you a Ruth with God? God is saying to you that you are made for more in him. I am saying to you that you are made for more in God. So we have applied this to our faith in God. Next, it can be applied in marriage. You are made for more in marriage. There is more that God has made your marriage for. That is if you are married. If you are not married, God has made you for more in marriage. If you desire to get married, God has made you for more. You are made for more. It is huge. But until you are a cleaver like Ruth, you do not get into the more that God has for you, even in marriage. Until you are a cleaver like Ruth in marriage, male or female, it doesn't matter. Until you get to that point where you are committed to your spouse, regardless of what comes your way, you do not get to that place of abundance. The journey will be cut short with a kiss. You are going to kiss that person goodbye. You are going to kiss that situation goodbye. Many people claim they are cleavers. Most people are kissers, but they have not just had the right environment to be kissers. When the environment is right, most people will remain loyal in Nigeria. Take them to Canada. You will see that they are fantastic kissers. The truth is, they have been kissers all along, just like Opa. Opa has been a kisser all along. Naomi just needed to take her to Canada or America. Let us pray. Father, help me cultivate the cleaver's heart to go beyond the kiss into the mix of my destiny in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.